All right, what's up, guys? Michael DeSena here with Top Notch Training and Fitness, bringing you three tips to improve your health. Now, these three things are something that you can, or all three things that you can start doing today to live a happier, healthier, better life. Okay, now I'm going to try and keep this under 10 minutes. I got a lot of stuff to go over, so we're just going to go right into it. Okay, number one, drink more water. So your water makes up about 50 to 70% of your body weight. So yeah, we need a lot of it. Why do we need a lot of it? Because it's responsible and really crucial for a lot of important functions in the body. Some of these things are regulating body temperature, protecting vital organs, the fact that water is the driving force for nutrient absorption, and not only that, but it is also the medium for all biochemical reactions in the human body, as well as maintaining high blood volume. So what I said there about being the driving force for nutrient absorption and a medium for all biochemical reactions means that if you're not drinking enough water, you're not absorbing all the nutrients from your food that you could be. And guess what? Your cells aren't doing their jobs as well as they need to. So if you're drinking plenty of water, your cells are going to be happy. They're going to be functioning well. You're going to be feeling good. Everything's going to be running smooth. It's going to be really just much better. So if you don't replace the fluids that you lose through all those processes, as well as the water that you excrete through urine and defecation, then you're going to be having what's called water imbalance. And that means that basically you're dehydrated. So your body, when you have a water imbalance, your body tries to compensate for that by retaining water and excreting more concentrated urine. So, you know, we've all heard that, hey, make sure your pee is clear and that it's not really dark. So that's what happens when it's dark, is your body is trying to conserve as much water as it can and retain as much as it can. So it's putting out really concentrated urine. So that's just one really good way to make sure that, you know, you're drinking plenty of water. Is your urine clear? It doesn't have to be crystal clear like a cup of water, but is it more clear than dark, or is it mostly dark? If it's mostly dark, drink some more water. You need it. So in order to avoid dehydration, the really simple rule of 8x8 is really, really good to use. It basically means you drink eight ounce glasses of water. That's eight separate glasses. Each glass is 8 ounces of water. That adds up to about a half a gallon of water every day. And that's going to be a really good basic rule of thumb for most people. Now, if you're not most people and you don't have a desk job and you work outside and you also work out at the gym, you know, and you're doing all kinds of stuff and you're really active, then you're going to want to increase that. And just use that urine color guide there for kind of like a reference point as to how much water you really need. So it might be twice that. I know for me, it is twice that. It's about a gallon a day of water is what I drink, you know, during summertime when it's hot, plus a little bit more than that, you know, a few regular water bottles here and there. But basically, start with the 8x8 rule, drinking eight ounce glasses of water every day. Or you can get a 16 ounce water bottle, put four hair ties on it, and then drink four of those throughout the day. And every time you drink one, move the hair tie from the top of the bottle to the bottom of the bottle, or take it off and put it on your wrist. That way you know when you have drank that much water. So if you have a 16-ounce water bottle, put four hair ties on it. Every time you drink a bottle full of water and you refill it, put a hair tie on your wrist. If you're a guy, just use rubber bands. You don't have to go stealing your girlfriend's hair ties or anything like that. So that's just one way to keep track of it. That's really easy. And again, obviously, that goes for any amount of water that you need to drink for the day. Just divide it up and figure out a way to track it. Okay, so number two, increasing your lean protein intake. Okay, so increasing your lean protein intake. So increasing your lean protein intake is going to be really important because lean protein is really important for maintaining and increasing your lean muscle mass, aka your actual muscle that you have built, you know, in your body. So we want to increase that, because then as we can increase or at the very least maintain that muscle mass, then that means that you're going to maintain that current metabolism that you have. And by increasing your muscle mass, you will also increase your metabolism, therefore giving you the ability to burn more body fat. So yes, we all pretty much always want to burn more body fat. That's just a totally normal thing. You know, I'm sure everybody would like to burn a little bit more body fat. So to do that, increase your lean protein intake, aka also increase your lean muscle mass and increase your metabolism, burn more body fat. So how do we do that, right? How do you increase your lean muscle mass or your lean protein intake? So there's a couple different ways to increase your lean protein intake. Number one is going to be have a protein shake in the morning. Like that's the easiest way to increase your lean protein intake by, you know, 20 to 30 grams of protein. Let me switch my mic real quick.
Right there. Okay. Sorry, I just had to switch that, getting a little bit of static. So another couple of ways that you can increase your lean protein intake is to eat more lean meat or fish. Now, fish is really great, honestly. Just make sure that the fish you're going to be eating is not high in mercury. There's certain types of fish that are, and different ways of production in fish that can increase or decrease mercury levels. If you're going to eat tuna, for example, don't eat it out of the can, the whole white albacore. I know it looks better, but it is going to be higher in mercury than the chunk light tuna in a bag. I'm not going to go all the way into depth about that, but the light chunk tuna in a bag is going to be your cleanest, healthiest option there for tuna. It also happens to not be the cheapest because it is the healthiest, best, cleanest version. So it is going to cost you a little bit more, or you can just stick to Atlantic salmon. You know, make sure you want to just try and eat fish that's wild caught, not farm raised. That's a whole nother thing on its own. But so eating more lean meat and fish is a good way to increase your total lean protein intake. Also, you can include one or two high protein snacks throughout the day. You know, if it's only 10 or 15 grams of protein, but you're eating a snack between lunch or between breakfast and lunch, and also between lunch and dinner, and so you're having two snacks a day that are 10 or 15 grams of protein, there you go. That's an extra 20 to 30 grams of protein in a day, which is significant. So add in those one or two high protein snacks throughout the day. Eat a little bit more lean meat and fish and have a protein shake in the morning. Now you can do all three of those, or you can do one of them with what you're already currently doing. It doesn't really matter. It's going to all increase your lean protein intake and you will definitely notice the difference. So for vegans, it's going to be a little bit different because your lean protein options are going to be a little bit different. Now, I like tempeh personally. I like tempeh because I'm not a huge fan of tofu because of the texture. I don't love it. I like the texture of tempeh. It's a little bit more firm and it's basically fermented soybean in a little brick. Anyway, tempeh is a good option. Pea, rice, or soy protein shakes are also going to be good, as well as hemp seeds sprinkled on a little bit here and there. Now, again, hemp seeds are going to be a little bit higher in fats, so just make sure that those fats don't put you over your total fat intake for the day. But those are really good to just add a little bit of protein here and there. Also, legumes. I'm sure if you're a vegan or vegetarian, you're already eating legumes, so we're not going to go too much into depth about that. Now, number three, last but not least, get good quality sleep. Okay, we all know how important getting a good night's sleep is, and it becomes even more important if you are doing if you're a very active person, or you're doing resistance training, or you have a manual labor job. Now, we all know how much it sucks to not get good quality sleep, or just not get enough sleep, because we've all gotten not enough sleep and had to go to work the next day, and it's miserable, and you're grumpy, and it's just not good. So getting enough sleep is going to be really important because, you know, that's your time when your body is able to recover from everything throughout the day and repair and just overall fix itself up. And you should be getting good quality sleep and waking up well rested, ready to go for the day. So a couple ways that can help you get better quality sleep is, first, you want to start by drinking more water and increasing your lean protein intake, like I just mentioned. Woohoo! Look at that. It all ties together. That was on purpose. So drinking more water and increasing your lean protein intake, both of those things are going to just improve your overall functioning of your body, which is going to improve your body, the repair and recovery that your body's doing while you're asleep. So you're going to wake up feeling more rested. Now, a few other ways that you can get better sleep is exercising daily, whether it's 15 minutes of cardio or 45 minutes of weight training. It doesn't matter. Just get some exercise every day, and that will improve your quality of sleep, as well as turning off all your electronics at least an hour before bed. Try reading a book or something, because the blue light emitted from screens will actually tell your brain that it's daytime and it's not time to go to sleep yet. So if you're using those things while you're trying to go to bed, you know, it could be an hour after you turn off your electronics is about how long it takes for your brain to go, oh, okay, it's not daytime anymore, I can go to sleep. So that's why that 1 hour window, Now, I know there's all kinds of blue light filters and all kinds of stuff that you can turn on and apps for that, but honestly, just turn your devices off an hour before you go to sleep. Stop using them. Stop looking at them. You don't need them. Read a book. It's way better. Trust me. So another thing that you can do to get better quality sleep is start going to bed at the same time every night. Build that rhythm. Build that like consistency there and that rhythm and that schedule of going to bed at the same time and waking up at the same time. That's going to help your body. We have these natural, this natural thing called the circadian rhythm that helps our body like adjust and wake up and go to sleep and wake up without an alarm clock. So when you start going to bed and waking up at the same time every day, you won't even need an alarm clock. It's amazing. And you definitely won't need to hit snooze on your alarm clock. That's for sure. So start going to bed at the same time every night and waking up at the same time every night. Another thing that you can do is avoid eating 3 hours before you go to bed. Now, there's a lot of different things that can be caused from eating and then going right to bed. And some of those, which I've personally dealt with in the past, is heartburn and acid reflux, GERD, all these nasty things that are just uncomfortable. Another thing is, too, your body is working to digest that food and working to process all that food. So if you're eating and then going right to bed, you're telling your body, hey, go to sleep, while it's still trying to digest a bunch of food. So just eat your last meal of the day and finish eating 3 hours before you go to bed. That gives you enough time to digest that food and be ready to go to sleep to where you're still digesting, but not doing a whole lot of digestion right there at the beginning like it is when it's a little bit more intense on your body to digest food. So avoid eating 3 hours before you go to sleep. Now the last thing, last and definitely not least, is I don't even feel like I wasn't sure whether to put this in here or not, but don't consume caffeine after about 10 hours before you go to bed. And the 10 hours is about how long it takes caffeine to be processed out of your body to where it's not affecting you anymore. So 10 hours before you go to bed, that means no more late afternoon coffees. Now, I know you think that, oh, how am I going to get through my day without my 3 p.m. coffee? Well, you're just going to have to get through it a couple of days. Because once you get through it and you're sleeping better, you'll be more rested and you think that that coffee is helping you and it may help you right then, but it's hurting you in the evening when you're trying to sleep and you're trying to go to bed and get good quality sleep because it's not allowing your brain to shut off and for your body to just rest and recover. It's keeping you up at night. It's interrupting your natural sleep patterns. So avoid the caffeine 10 hours before you go to bed. That means you're not having caffeine at noon anymore, because if you're having caffeine at noon, but you're going to bed, or noon would be the latest if you're going to bed at 10 p.m. If you go to bed at midnight, then you know you can have caffeine a little bit later in the day. But most of us aren't going to be going to bed at midnight. Most of us are going to be going to bed somewhere between 9 and 11, I would assume. So avoid caffeine 10 hours before bed. Make sure it's all processed out of your body and you're good to go to sleep, because you won't need that afternoon caffeine if you're getting better quality sleep. Trust me, you just won't need it. So those are my three tips. Drink more water, increase your lean protein intake, and get high quality sleep. That's how you can do these three things. Start implementing them today. Build a consistent pattern of doing these things daily. And trust me, you will see your life change. It is amazing. This is your host, Michael DeSena, and I just really hope you guys get something out of this. Those are three things that have drastically changed my life personally and that I find really important and help a lot of my clients. So I just wanted to share that with you all, and I hope you guys have a wonderful, productive day and an even better night's rest. See you next time.